asking you the question, why is it so bad? The dating pool that is so bad, JD, is actually going to a Cardinal game. He hates the Cardinals. Guess there's a singles event going to be happening. I'm like, brother, I'm on the same page. It's been so bad. I really would like to date someone, but they just keep canceling or they disappear ghost. So I think I'm going to attend this singles thing.
Well, maybe it's so bad that not enough Cardinals or fans are going to the games that they need to throw an event like this.
Maybe that for the Cardinals. True. Yeah. I mean, they're predicting no wins this season.
Stop. I know. Undefeated.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like on some real, they're
on some real. But no, we are going to get 2 to 3 wins.
Okay, good for you guys.
Is my prediction. And me and JD are going to get a dub because we're going to get a date out of this singles
night,
man.
That's right. We're going to win by finding love.
There you go.
So bad stories, man.
602-805-0101.
Let's talk to Michael in Phoenix. Michael, it's so bad. What, Mike?
Man, all right. So straight up, and I'm not trying to like insult anybody, but I'm straight up an atheist. Okay?
You're
not
an atheist.
Not interested in all that stuff.
Stuff.
And, I mean, that's cool. It provides a lot of good people. That's great. Whatever.
Okay.
It's so whatever. Bad.
Spoken like a true atheist.
It's so bad that I'm going to church to find a girl. That's how bad it is.
So wait, you are going to church. How long have you been going to church?
It's been like a month now.
A month? Okay. Michael, have you found the Lord by going to church this past month or?
No, I wouldn't say that much.
Okay.
It's a good show. They got some bands playing. And
yes.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. All right.
But the honeys. Man, it's prime.
So
it's
let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You're going to church. You're an atheist. You've gone. Yeah. You're not learning much about getting into it. You stay 10 toes down being an atheist, but you're literally going just to meet women.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you met anyone? Or are there any contenders? Is it at least worth it?
I've met, you know what? Most of them come with their husbands. So that was kind of a put off.
You see how that works?
But there's a lot of girls that work the doors when you go in.
Greeters.
Yeah. Or they want to.
But yeah, it's like you start seeing each other. You're like, hey, what's going on? What was your name? Oh, okay, cool. So I think there's potential. I like that they're not toxically, like, feminist. You know what I mean? That's the big put-off in the club scenes.
Michael, with all due respect, I'm just going to let you know I don't like you. That's just number one.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay, I'm not for everybody.
I understand.
You realize this can backfire, though, because if you do find someone, you're going to have to tell them you're atheist and you're not going to have the same views and values.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, like, maybe telling them something like I'm trying to find a reason to and, you know, the whole what would
you're into lying.
Yeah, I was like, you're just lying to these girls.
If anything, it's like a great example of how to be the perfect person.
Here's where you're going wrong, buddy. Here's why you're single. You're going to base meeting the person of your dreams that you want to meet based on a lie. And do you think you're going to convert her into atheism, or do you think there's a chance she might convert you into religion?
I'm not. That's the religious side of it. I'm not looking to convert anybody into thinking exactly the way I think or anything. I think there's a certain level of compatibility between somebody who is genuinely trying to be a good person and believes in God, and if that helps them, that's great. I believe in self-improvement. I believe in personal responsibility. And
right.
And I don't think I'm being dishonest. I find value in the sermons that they're saying. I think they're assigning value to somebody else so that they don't have to take responsibility for their own life. But whatever.
All right. Well, it's getting so bad, ladies. You're going to meet guys like this faking that they're at church.
It's terrible, man.
You don't think about these ladies that are there trying to find a God-fearing man and they find you?
They're going
to
hate us.
I don't think the girls are out there looking for dudes, and that's exactly why they won't see me coming.
Yeah. I don't know.
You keep thinking that.
Yeah. I have friends that are girls that are trying to find a man in church that goes to church. That's why it attracts them. If they go to church and they see a single man in church, they'd be like, oh, a God-fearing man.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
We're perfect for each other.
Well, they believe.
Yeah, I actually believe in something. Believe.
Yeah. I believe I'm going to find a girl in there, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to pray for you, Michael.
No, it won't work.
Yeah, he won't believe in it. That's fine.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, thank you for sharing. It is bad out there. I will say we will agree. Me, you, and JD say it's bad out
there. It is bad, but this is bad. Enjoy the heat, bro. Enjoy the heat.
Yeah. It's a one-way ticket. All right. Thank you for sharing, Michael.
All right. Thanks, guys.
My guy.